Welcome, listeners, to another podcast. Listen to the previous podcast about 10 or so podcasts. They're not very good in terms of the structure and the amount of content that I cover. And the fact that I'm walking means that I'm out of breath a bit. This one's sitting down during the day, and you can hear all the birds in the background of the Blue Mountains. They just never really shut up. Now, this one is going to be a shorter one. I'm going to look at the idea of academic. And my sort of definition of academic is not so fussing about whether something's right or wrong, but the meaning behind how we got to it being right or wrong, or the various views. So you can look at things in parallel. And I'm looking at the origin of the word academic. And if you traditionally look through encyclopedias or down a standard route, you follow the Greek philosophers and you get down to the house at Plato, the academy that Plato lived in Athens, and you then get further back, and Greek history follows the standard history, which tends to go into the mythological. And so that's one aspect, that the word academic comes from the house that Plato set up his first school. So your academies later are in reference to that one there. And if you weren't academic and you said, well, I'm going to choose the most popular answer, that would be it. But I was reading about the history of Sparta, which is really another alternative history or route through that period of time. And the story of how academy got its name links right back to Helen of Sparta, as we know Helen of Troy, but she was originally a Spartan. And Helen was so famous or so influential in the formation of the Greek history that we call all Greek culture Hellenic, or the Hellenic period. But Helen was the daughter of a king. This is not the Athenic story, this is the Spartan story. The daughter of a king was to be betrothed to the next king. In fact, Sparta had a system of two kings, two dual kings. And it's also important to know that the Spartan civilization was more female-oriented rather than the very macho Athenic civilization. Now, Helen was brought up as an independent thinker, didn't like her husband, and so she ran off with someone. And this is before she ran off with Paris from Troy. She ran off with someone. This is a pre-story, if you like. And she ran off to a village behind Athens. Now, the Spartan kings were still, I suppose, pretty male and couldn't process all of this. So they set up, and they were sure that the Athens was playing a trick on them. And so they sent an army up and demanded Helen back, and of course Athens didn't have it, have her, and there was this guy in Athens called Academus, and he said, look, I think I know where she is, and she led the Spartan army around Athens to this village, and they reclaimed her. Now, the rest of history is that she went back to Sparta, became very bored, and when a travelling salesman or ambassador, so to speak, from Persia up around that area came, Paris, he was a smooth talker, and she followed him to Troy. She wasn't abducted, and then you have the entire Trojan horse and the Trojan Wars. This is a prequel. Now, Athens was rather grateful to Academus. They said, look, thanks for that. That was quick thinking of you. You saved us a battle. We can get on with business as usual. As gratitude to you, we'll give you a house. And so the house they gave him, which is a public house, was called the Academy. And so the house of Academus, the person who diverted the Spartans from Athens, was called the Academy. And this, he died and it passed on, known as the Academy. And of course, Plato was looking for someone to set up, and this was a well-set-up sort of public gratitude class, a house in Athens. So Plato took up a house which happened to be called the Academy. So yes, it is true that the Academy got its sense of its meaning from the use of Plato as a place of learning, but it's also true that the actual name Academy comes from Academus, the person who saved Greece. Now, this is not a... What's really interesting about this is not a normal story that you'd find if you just skim-read history or skim-read books and said, oh, I know everything. This is from an academic interest in the era, where you will actually read a few other books to get right down behind it. And of course, this is a very interesting story because it was academic pursuit, that is, pursuit saying whether not whether something is right or wrong, but what's the origin or what's the implication of people's thinking, which is an academic idea, uncovered the actual real meaning of academy. The meaning, of course, is school, but the actual origin of it is this other pre-story, which is actually pre-story to the actual commonly understood story of Helen of Troy. Thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast.